The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
How high are you on Josh Jacobs? You really excited for this? I feel like there was excitement initially. And it's almost flown under the radar a little bit. But it seems like as we get closer and closer, people are really excited to see what Josh Jacobs can do. He was just ranked ESPN.com doing top 10 positions each and every day from now for the next 11 days. Yesterday, they did running backs. They had him as the seventh best running back in the NFL. How excited are you for Josh Jacobs?
I'm excited from the running standpoint. I think Aaron Jones is a better receiver out of the backfield. So, is he an upgrade? Yes. Is he as big an upgrade as people may believe? Remains to be seen.
What if I told you his receiving statistics the last couple of seasons were pretty comparable to Aaron Jones?
On a bad team.
Sure. Well, I mean, a couple of years ago, they did make the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know. I just really liked Aaron Jones. I did. And I still think he had more in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Can he play a full season? No. I think Josh Jacobs will be on a load management type if they're smart.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an upgrade, but I don't think it was a huge upgrade.
So last year, granted, it was only 11 games for Aaron Jones, 13 for Josh Jacobs, 30 catches, 233 yards, and a touchdown. For Jones, for Jacobs, it was 37-296, no touchdowns.
Okay.
It's pretty comparable.
Comparable. I don't think the Raiders have as many weapons as the Packers do. I mean, don't forget Waller left. I mean, they had Devontae. Is Renfro still there? I haven't heard much from him.
Yeah, he kind of fell off after the coaching change.
Yeah. No, it's nice. I can tell you this, Gabe. It's not as close to an upgrade at the safety position.
Oh, well, yeah, that's because you went from...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The safety position was so bad.
Like, would you feel
you
good?
You and me playing safety would have been an upgrade.
Would you feel fine if Aaron Jones was back here this year?
Yeah, I would have felt fine.
Yeah.
Now, again, even bringing back Dylan with what they added in the draft, you would see that, okay, they have a plan at this position.
Yeah.
Because I would assume that this would have been Aaron Jones' final year in Green Bay.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be fine. I think offensively, I mean, I have questions about the offensive line, but they're not going to have a problem offensively. They should be better. What was their scoring average last year? Wasn't it 18-19?
I can say, just give me a second.
I mean, I know Brett early on said it was going to be like 38.
Finished 12th in the league in points per game.
Okay. That's fine. I expect that to go up.
Yeah, 22.5 points per game last year.
I expect them to be...
closer to 24 points per game?
Yeah. I expect them to finish around 8th.
Sure. Get inside that top 10.
Which is great. I mean, the question, let's say, it's going to all be about the defense, right? The shiny new nickel.
I don't want to say it's all about the defense because there's still growth. That's the thing when I take a look at this roster. Like, this roster still has so much potential within it. It has the potential to be a great roster based off of what we saw last year. But it's not a great roster the way that the 49ers have a great roster or the Browns have a great roster. You know, like some of the best teams in terms of what the roster is, and you know, the Niners don't necessarily have the depth, but there's just so much potential here. But there's no, I mean, top of the line blue chip
this
talent
game
right now.
Yeah,
in the NFL.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So let's just go position by position because San Francisco's the top dog.
Yeah.
Are you taking Christian McCaffrey or Josh Jacobs?
McCaffrey.
Are you taking Purdy or are you taking Love?
Love.
Are you taking San Fran's O-line or Green Bay's?
San Fran's.
Are you taking Kittle or Musgrave Kraft?
Kittle.
Receivers, Ayuk,
Debo.
Debo. or the Packers receiver.
I kind of like San Fran still. Having those two guys,
I
you know.
That's why I still think they're 2 years away.
Yeah, and then that's because there's so much potential there. There's still growth that needs to happen. It's not an already established roster. And that's not to say that these guys won't grow in front of our eyes. But it's the same thing on the defensive side. Like, who's the blue chip? Absolutely, yeah, that guy's a stud. We think that's probably McKinney. But there's question. You have small questions about everybody else.
But the season really doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It comes down to one game. Because we both believe each team's going to make the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. It comes down to whether it's a divisional round or the NFC Championship. San Fran's going to be favored by 5. Can they beat them? What was Dallas favored by in Dallas? And they smoked them.
It was over a touchdown.
So it really just comes down to that. If you're going to fast forward this thing.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be there in the end.
Yeah, like I think some of these players will emerge and start being some of those blue chip, because you need blue chip talent to win a championship.
Yes.
You need bona fide stars to win a championship.
And you need to be healthy.
Yeah, there's some
health
luck that goes into that, absolutely. And that actually tilted the Packers' way. While Aaron Jones wasn't healthy in the middle of the season, ended up being healthy.
Yes.
That was a big reason why they did what they did late.
So what are your concerns? My concern is O-line and defense. That's it.
Those are two pretty big concerns, are they not? The entire defense? That's half the game, man.
Well, if these guys can't play, it doesn't matter what scheme. You could put the Bears 85 defensive scheme in there. If they don't have the guys that can play it, then they can't play it.
Correct.
I'm not sold that they can play.
Yeah.
I know Jair can play.
Correct, but I still have questions about if you will.
I know McKinney can probably play.
Yes.
I haven't really watched him a lot. I know that.
He's probably the one I have the least questions about.
Rashad Gary? Question mark.
Yep.
Preston Smith against the run? Question mark. Lucas Van Ness? Question mark. Devontae Wyatt? Question mark. Kenny Clark? We know he can play. We know what Kenny Clark is.
Yes. And I think that he's going to benefit from this scheme.
Quay Walker. Oh, question mark.
The entire linebacking core is a question mark.
Yeah.
So there's, again, they're not large concerns. Do I think these things are going to figure themselves out, because the Packers have enough inside linebackers that I think somebody's going to emerge from that. They have enough wide receivers that we talk about. Somebody's going to emerge from that to be the next level blue chip type talent that they need to win a championship. But it's, you know, somebody still has to step up and do it. We haven't seen it.
Yes. And we're going to see if it was scheme or if it was players. Very simple.
So is Chewy's power rankings list.
I saw something, too, that I want to add to the defense. We talked about the amount of first-rounders previously.
Mm-hmm.
There's likely going to be stretches where 10 of the 11 players are first- or second-round picks on the field. If you're not good, and the Halfley defense...
Well, like Carl Brooks is the only one who's not going to be a first or second round. Or Keyshawn Nixon.
Yes. So if one of those two, if they're not on the field together, which they're probably not going to be like all the time, the Packers are going to play significant snaps on their defense with first or second round picks just everywhere. It's you put up or shut up.
Yeah.
At some point, someone's not good enough if you're not better.
Right? We can only blame the defensive coordinator for so long around here.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to go play. I am excited for Chewy's power rankings list. He has told me what the list is. Obviously, I don't know what's on the list, but I am very excited for it. So stick around for that, as that's coming up next. But first, I do want to tell you about our friends at Medtality, because it does not matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. It's been an issue for me, but it's not an issue anymore. Maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Those could all be signs of low testosterone. And Mentality can help. Local healthcare facilities specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. You can get rid of those symptoms. And if it is low testosterone, Mentality can help. Book an appointment. Go through their process. Just have a blood panel done. And if your testosterone levels are low, then you can work with Mentality on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. And you can feel like yourself again. Compete at work and sports like you did years ago. So go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. LowTUSA.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN.
It's not a top 10 list, but it is going to be a fun 9 list power rankings that Chewy's got ready right now on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right, Chewy, what do we got today?
Okay, the list comes from Foursquare City Guide, and it is inspired by Jason. So all I need from the peeps, being you and Joshy, is the 9 best places for people watching in Milwaukee. Now, this is a smorgasbord of everything. Bars, restaurants, you name it. They're all in there. Festivals, whatever. Big smorgasbord. But this list was done June 30th, 2024, so not that long ago.
Okay.
So the 9 best places for people watching in Milwaukee. You may go.
I think we have 2 right out the gate.
Yep. Summerfest, State Fair.
State Fair is, no, what's Henry Meyer Festival Park?
That's Summerfest. That's
Summerfest is number 1.
Yeah, okay.
State Fair, not on the list.
What?
What the?
What?
Which is shocking.
State Fair's not on the list?
Because that is my favorite. Oh, I go to State Fair just for the people watching. I mean, now, this was done by people in Milwaukee.
Because it's technically in West Dallas that it just, by technicality.
That is possible. That's probably why.
By technicality, yes. State Fair didn't get in.
I guess that's probably.
Summerfest won.
Now, we are in a place that I think would be represented here, but it might not be. It's probably too new. So I'm thinking Milwaukee Public Market.
Milwaukee Public Market is number 2 on the list. Okay. So you got 1 and 2 right out of the gate.
All right. The fact that he said bars and restaurants.
Yeah, that has me.
There's one in particular that just shot to the front of my mind.
Okay.
Bumper stickers are everywhere.
You thinking Wolski's?
I'm thinking Wolski's.
Wolski's not on the list.
All right. Okay. I'll cross it off.
I think those are going to be really hard to get because I could list about 30.
Oh, yeah. Which is why I thought like Wolski's would be like the most popular people-watching thing.
You should know that there's 2 bars on the list. I would think you, Gabe, you should know these.
Goolsby's?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of places where people gather.
All right, you're missing an easy one.
An easy one?
Yes.
Bradford Beach?
Bradford Beach, number 6 on the list.
What do we think of, like, museums?
Okay.
But is it the public museum or the art museum or the domes?
Oh, the domes could be a good one.
Not on the list. Milwaukee Art Museum is number 4.
Okay.
So you have
I have questions about that one.
Summerfest, 2, Milwaukee Public Market, 4, Milwaukee Art Museum, 6, Bradford Beach. So now you're just down to bars and restaurants.
Okay. So like AmFam Field would not be on there.
No.
So bars and restaurants, places where people gather.
Well, I think, it's just bars and restaurants at this point. Right? Is that what you said, Chewy?
Yeah, correct.
There was one place that has always stuck out to me. And I walked by it just on the 4th of July and made some comments about the interesting clientele that are specifically at this bar. It's in Walker's Point.
Ah, you're warm.
Shakers.
Shakers Cigar Bar is number five. Now, there's one here in Gabe's territory, so that one was closer to you, right, Joshy?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, this one's closer to Gabe.
But why not two?
Nope.
I think he's... Is he referring to, like, River West Gabe or current Gabe?
Yeah. Because, I mean, Art Bar's also a very good place for people watching.
Farwell.
Okay, so a place on Farwell. Trying to think. What would be on Farwell that's going to be on this list?
That's closer to you, right?
Oh, yeah. Farwell's very close to me. What is it? Josh, unless you have a guess.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Hooligan's Super Bar.
Okay. That's all the way up on like North and Farwell.
Have you been there?
I have not. I have seen.
Joshy?
I have been there, yes.
All right. This restaurant I've been to, you guys should know that, and I don't go to a lot of restaurants. Down this way.
So is it Italian?
I don't know.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's French. I think it's French.
Oh, boy.
Well, your hints aren't helping
us. Yeah,
hints
are pretty terrible.
There's two restaurants.
Two more restaurants that were missing?
You guys should know this. Yes.
Two more restaurants that were missing that Chewy would go to in Milwaukee that are good for people watching.
I've been there. I've been to both places.
So I mean, I'm thinking it's potentially a little bit higher end.
So initially I would think,
yes.
Is it Harbor House?
Nope.
Because just it's on the lake right there.
That is not
it. You just kind of see people walking on the lake, you know.
Wells.
Yeah, I don't know roads enough.
So Wells, Ward's, House of Prime?
Nope.
What else is on Wells?
Let me give it to you.
Yeah, give it to me.
Bacchus.
Okay.
You ever been to Bacchus?
I've never been to Bacchus. I know where it is. Again, good for people watching.
I had a little problem
with
the waitress there.
Seemed to have a lot of those.
Well, she didn't like me pouring my own wine. Well, if you don't want me to pour my own wine, then fill the damn glass up.
Was the bottle at the table?
Yeah. Gave me attitude.
Wait. Is this just like some highfalutin, fancy-ass thing that I'm unaware of because I don't go to restaurants like this? If they leave the bottle at the table, you can't pour your own wine?
Evidently. It's not how I fly.
No, if the bottle is... I mean,
it'd
That's
be why they thing. Leave it there.
If you reached over the bar and were pouring like You're a right. bottle of wine from mm-hmm. over... You know, I understand that. They leave the bottle there. It is now mine. I get to do with it what I want.
I had the same issue in Tampa about a month ago.
Did they have to come and cut your steak for you, too?
That's what I'm saying. Should I told them beforehand?
That's outrageous. If they leave the bottle...
Yes.
You are allowed to drink when however you would like. It is now yours. It is at the table.
I'm pretty sure I'm paying for it. So,
right?
All right. What's the other one? North Broadway.
What neighborhood is that?
Third Ward.
Third Ward. And it's a restaurant?
I should know this.
As I say, there's one obvious one that is literally right across from the public market.
What is it?
Kitty Corner. Benelux.
Cafe Benelux.
Oh, he nailed it.
That's French, right? Yin's in an X. Although Xerox isn't Perhaps. French, I don't think, right?
I mean, that one's easy. There's not really much going on there.
And then one coffee shop.
One coffee shop? So what is it? The lakefront? Is it the lakefront Colectivo?
Colectivo.
Yeah, it's got to be the one. It's got to be the one by the lake.
Yeah.
I think the airport should be in there.
I think we could make a better list.
Yeah.
I think we could, too.
Yeah.
So the run
especially with Joshy's knowledge of the hole-in-the-wall bars where you're going to find the interesting characters.
Uh-huh.
Certainly. Because, well, and again, I think we're going to expand ours to kind of be a little more Milwaukee metro.
Yeah.
Because you have to have State Fair on the
you
list.
You just simply have to. You got to include
it. Milwaukee. I don't know whether that's not considered Milwaukee or should it be Milwaukee proper. But obviously, the airport should be.
Yes.
Yes, I believe that is Milwaukee proper.
Yeah. Okay. These are probably frou-frou people.
Again, Shakers, I think being on the list makes sense. Hooligans, I've never been to.
I mean, some of them are based on the season or time of day. Like Zad's at 7, 8 in the morning. It's quite a sight.
I mean, Bradford Beach should probably be a little higher.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but again, it's seasonal because, you know, you're not going to be seeing a ton of people down there in December.
What do they call the jump in the lake when it's cold? Jump
polar
in the lake
plunge.
When it's cold? Polar plunge. There yeah, you go. Thank you.
The jump in the lake
I mentioned
cold.
It. Barnacle Buds.
B-Buds.
I mean, you got people who just live on boats there coming off and getting some food. It's the most interesting characters who you don't think exist in Milwaukee.
But you can't like find Florida. That place. Can't find it. Me and Angie drove around for an hour trying to find Barnacle Buds.
Sounds about right.
It's like, pretty easy.
It's not easy.
It's tucked away there.
It's tucked away, but there's a map. Like a GPS exists.
Yeah, this might have been before GPS.
As I say, like that would be the only explanation because we've had Ubers take us there, and the people look at us going, "Where the hell are you taking
me?" Yeah.
Matt says, what a terrible list. Rochambeau on Brady is a place that he would want to nominate. I want to hear from you. 800-990-3776.
Give us some better spots.
3776. I think this was a good idea. The execution, maybe not the best. Again, not necessarily Chewy's fault, as some of these places weren't the best. Where are your favorite places to people watch in Milwaukee? 800-990-3776. Hit us up with calling or hit us up on that talk and text line. A weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks. It's straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. If you tune in to Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production, Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world, and they're joined by some of the biggest names in basketball as well. Plus, they'll answer some of your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky?
Yeah. Like and everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Your favorite people watching spots in Milwaukee. Chewy had a list. Hey, again, Summerfest on that list made a lot of sense. Bradford Beach, Public Market. But we're looking for some other places that are your favorites to people watch in Milwaukee. Like, this was a great suggestion coming from Matt, Mad Planet. Now, Chewy, there is 0% chance you have ever been to Mad Planet or heard of it. It used to be just a couple of blocks where I lived in River West. And If you know River West and just the type of community that River West is, just saying River West Dance Club is about all you need to know.
Good watching.
Very good people watching.
See, that list was more of look at me, a who's who.
Sure.
I want State Fair quality people. Like Miller Park should have been on the list. You get some.
Oh yeah,
you get some good looks there.
Absolutely.
I want a potential to run into somebody with a mullet, but not the new mullet, the fashionable, trendy one. The old school, late 80s, early 90s mullet.
All I look for, Joshy, is to say to that person, "Did you look in the mirror before you left the house?" That's what I want to see.
Dan and Tosa, have you guys ever stood outside the rave on a concert night? That's some good people watching.
Zoo? The zoo was another great
suggestion.
The zoo
is a very good one. Yeah. Zoo is a very good one.
I mean, we can apply it to across the street at like the Pabst Theater.
Oh, yeah.
If Widespread Panic, who I've gone to, or any of those types of bands, you get some folks out there, some interesting characters. I'm a part of that crowd, self-admittedly, but I don't quite go as far.
You know what I've never done? Have you guys ever done the Miller Tour or the Sprecher Tour?
No.
No?
I've never done those. Obviously, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, if you don't do the lakefront tour within a month of moving to Milwaukee, they kick you out.
Okay.
I've still never done it.
You've never done
holding
it?
Out.
Yeah, that's your wheelhouse. I mean, I respect it, but, I mean, my favorite back in the day, and now a different brewery ended up buying, but MKE tour is in heavy air quotes. Uh-huh. MKE Chew, MKE Brewing used to have a place when they first started. In Walker's Point on like 2nd Street, I want to say.
Okay.
And it was like $10 and it was all you can drink.
Uh-huh. For $10.
You got a nice little pint glass and then you just kept going back and drinking. Eventually they limited it where you could only have X amount of their like high alcohol beers.
Yeah.
But you just sat there for like two and a half hours and just went after it. If you wanted to follow them into, because it was just a big warehouse.
Yeah.
It wasn't an actual like, you weren't wandering that far away from the taps if you wanted to go on the tour. But if you just wanted to sit by the bar and drink, you could.
I don't think bougie is people watching.
I would agree.
Like Jazz in the Park? Is that bougie?
I don't know. You get good people watching, I think, in Jazz in the Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because things like that, when it's free entry.
When it's free and me, when it's free, it's for me.
Yeah. When it's free entry, you get a lot of people going, you're not, you don't even know what jazz music is.
Yeah.
Joe Katz. How do we feel about Joe Katz?
What about Stenny's?
Joe Katz.
Stenny's on the side. Oh,
yeah. Stenny's is great.
Stenny's is solid.
But Joe Katz, you can run the gamut. You could see Latrell Sprewell there.
Really?
You could see,
Eric Thames was a regular there.
Or you could
fist bumped him multiple times.
See some of the people that you're talking about with the mullets. Uh-huh. It is by far fantastic. Pottawatomie.
Oh, Pottos. That should be on the list.
Pottawatomie is one that's been suggested by multiple people on this list.
Yes.
Maybe one you're more familiar with. This is Mark in Watertown. Fooleries, just to watch the people try to park their boats.
Oh, Fooleries is great. That's out by me on the lake. Yes, solid.
So I thought that would be one that you're... I've heard you talk about Fooleries before. I've never been. But again, if people try to park their boats out there, it's...
Not only that, there's about three guys on the lake that never wear a shirt that probably should wear a shirt, and they'll come right inside.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely. All right, 800-990-3776. Let's go out to Howard in Sherman Park. Howard, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Where are some of your favorite places to people watch?
Well, my thought might be the Deer District.
Yeah.
Because there's so Deer many District, people that are hanging out. But my question about wall skis.
Okay.
Don't you have to be able to see to people watch?
It is a famously dark bar.
It's a great question, Howard.
How about I'll give you another one? Victor's.
Victor's is a good one.
Victor's is
and the Knickerbocker.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Knickerbocker all right around that area. Somehow Victor's came up. Apparently it's because they were going to sell it, but now all the kids don't want to sell it, so it might not be being sold. But yeah, Victor's.
I mean,
right,
that should
right
get historical status of some.
Historical.
I don't know about that. When it comes to Wolski's, I've day drank there and walked out, and it's stunning when it's still bright outside.
I've never
because it's so dark.
I've never been there.
You've never been to Wolski's?
Where is it?
So it's close to Brady Street,
yeah.
And there's some one ways around there, some side winding streets. But if you,
it's tucked in the neighborhood
on, Joshy.
Down there, kind of real close to
Joshy.
What's the taco restaurant?
Oh, it's very close to Bel Air, which by the would be another good one.
Do we need a late summer field trip downtown with the Blammer?
I would love nothing more. I would clear my calendar for the whole day. And we would just tour Milwaukee all the best spots.
Okay, because I don't think he's available to August because I got him grounded on the 4th.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, wait, you got him grounded on the 4th?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. All I did is put it in front of him.
Yeah, he got
what
a little
he
too
does with
up.
It. And he was supposed to go to a party and didn't go, so we're looking at a 3-weeker.
You gave him too many Blammers?
They either evaporated or he drank them. I have no idea. All I know is I just kept filling the glass up. He's a peach, but he would love a field trip, I'm telling you. Does Wolski's have food?
They either evaporated, famously have popcorn.
Yeah. That's enough for
we
him.
We could do Barnacle Buds. That's
yeah,
high
we could
on
do
B-Buds.
Yeah.
We could do
B-Buds.
Where
B-Buds. Would be the stops? It'd be Wolski's, Stenny's, Barnacle.
Yeah,
he likes old school.
We got to get you to Barnacle since you couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it. Me and Angie drove around for an hour. How about a sign?
Barnacle Buds might be tough for you. They don't have.
Is it a speakeasy?
No, they don't. Like you're a wine drinker.
Yeah,
you might have to commit to either some beers or mixed drinks for that.
But then
trip.
We'll hit that first because I don't mind a beer right out of the gate. What's the place where you got to knock and use a code?
Oh, safe house.
Safe house. Okay.
Yes.
Brady Street during Brady Street Festival. That's from AC and Tosa. Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about neighborhood festivals, then Locust Street Days Again, River West is always full of interesting characters.
Yeah, yeah, you might see somebody walking around with lizards on their on their shoulder, snakes,
on
all
purpose?
This sorts of thing. Oh yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a hell of a party.
Well, again, people watching. This is honestly the thing I'm going to miss the most from moving out of River West and being on the Lower East Side like I am now. Thankfully, my friends still live there, so I'll go up, but it'll be a little different. But the 24, the River West 24.
You know what? I gotta
find
fantastic.
A list. It's people all sorts of walks of life riding bikes for 24.
Could
straight
we
hours.
Find a list top 10 places to watch a Packer game?
Oh, I bet we
that
find
list
that
exists.
Yeah, top 10 place. Yeah, we'll yeah. Or if not, we'll create our own and we'll get suggestions from everybody else. Harley Davidson Museum from Sadler and Madison.
Okay.
Go down to the Harley. And again, that's just that place is big now. So many different places you can check that out. Harley Davidson Museum. We'll see what we put on the polls. Plus, how aggressive do we want the Brewers to be as the trade deadline approaches? It's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's know, it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, Jen, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I mean, I feel this is cheating. We're asking for your favorite places to people watch in Milwaukee. Josh in Heartland saying, has anyone said Walmart yet? If not, any Walmart.
Yeah, that was on the list. On another list I found outside of Milwaukee, Walmart was like
Walmart
one.
Applies to pretty much every community,
correct.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. We're looking for Milwaukee specific. Because, Walmart is... I've been to Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Birthplace of Walmart. You want to talk about people watching.
Yeah,
realistically, anywhere in Arkansas.
Yeah.
But we've stumbled across this, and I think maybe this is something we need to tackle at some point, but figure out the best burger in Milwaukee, best pizza in Milwaukee.
Just, we'll put it on the list.
Well, we'll try to figure that out.
There's nothing like a good burger.
Right?
I'm not a bacon guy, though. That's the problem.
Well, you don't need to have bacon on a burger.
Well, you know what I had on my burger one time? Corned beef.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was delicious. But it all depends on the sauce you use.
To go with the corned beef.
It was like a horseradish something sauce. Delicious.
If we were doing, I think we just have to do a pretty standard burger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we want to go above and beyond, just standard burger.
That starts getting into, personal preference.
Again, because you're a huge horseradish guy. You love the horse. When we did that tasting with Pine River Cheese, you love the horseradish cheese spread that they brought in.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how that would melt on a burger.
Just put cheese spread on it?
No, the one they made for us, the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah.
Slap that on. I bet that tastes good.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably kind of spread it on the top of the bun. I don't know if I'd put it right on the burger.
No, that way it melts.
I don't know how much you want that to melt.
Why? You don't like your cheese melted?
Well, if it's a solid cheese to begin with, like the cheese spread's just going to melt into a liquid and not really be there.
That's fine.
So I think you want to have the cheese spread so it kind of stays in that spreadable form.
Okay.
I know there's all sorts of interesting cheeses and high-end cheeses I can put on a burger, but give me the closest to a Kraft single on a cheeseburger
every
time.
American melts the best. It melts the best.
What about Velveeta? Nothing melts like Velveeta. I don't even know if that's cheese, but nothing melts like
Now we're
Velveeta.
Talking like cheese adjacent.
Yeah.
It's like, Cheese Whiz is fantastic.
Yeah, we could log that for next summer.
Yeah. I think that's something
Burgers,
that's a project we can kind of tackle. Because we haven't done anything food-related in a long time here.
No.
Ever since Joshy took over, I feel bad. The poor guy's starving back there unless, we have our friend Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs come in and then... you're not here, so he gets your sub.
I wonder how their specialty sub fared at
Summerfest?
Summerfest.
I saw a couple of people walking around.
Did you really?
Yeah. When I was there. I mean, God. I was only down there for one day.
Yeah.
But again, the people watching.
Oh, it's solid.
Pretty premium.
I'm excited for State Fair. Very excited.
How long can you do at State Fair?
I do it one day.
All day?
Get there lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner?
Yeah.
That's big for you because it's not like you're finding anything healthy at State Fair. Famously unhealthy.
No, I mean, State Fair, you have to...
I got to go get the Polish food.
Yeah.
You know? I go get that. That's dinner, and then lunch is a little mishmash of everything. But I got a, I got a process there.
Of course you do. Yeah. Of course you have a schedule, like the most organized person possible. That, of course you have a process at the state fair. If you had to bet, we put this on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll. If you had to bet, Jordan Love having over or under 3,900 and a half passing yards this season, two-thirds of people, two out of every three, are saying over 3,900 and a half.
Yeah.
That's where you were.
I don't know why everyone wouldn't be. I mean, he broke that last year, and only half the season was great. So
again, there's a lot of variance with this.
I'm trying to write the story in my head of anything short of the Packers offense severely underperforming. Like, it's hard to envision. We all expect a step forward, don't we?
The O-line kind of.
But, I mean, a step forward doesn't necessarily mean his stats are going to be remarkably better. Because Aaron Rodgers, like, it's not like he was, I mean, we all had, you know, everything else aside, but it's not like he was, you know, sprinting past 4,000 yards every season. You know, 2015, I guess that was underperforming, you know, 3,800 yards, only had 3,700 yards his last season in Green Bay. But 4,000 yards, it's not like everybody does it every single season.
No, and we have to prepare ourselves for Rasheed Walker being the left tackle, who's fine.
Well, and he
but
was
he's not David Bakhtiari.
But yeah, but he was 16 out of the 17 games last year.
O-line is a question mark. That's it.
They still need to figure some of those things out.
Sure.
And again, the running game is going to be more productive because even though it was productive at the end, there was a big chunk that you're missing Aaron Jones for.
Sure.
Jen's still going to be out tomorrow, so we'll have a Dude Wednesday. Wildy and Tausch, they're coming up next, 94.5 ESPN.
Westbound on 94, slowing down basically.